There's a stereotypical demeanor for many people in Iowa. It's called Iowa Nice. Sometimes being nice and trusting can backfire, though, especially for some seniors. IPR's Pat Blank has the story of a Northeast Iowa woman who was nice to scam artists who then stole nearly $250,000 and much more.
96-year-old Rose became a fraud victim in 2013 when she received a sweepstakes letter in the mail saying she'd won a Publisher's Clearinghouse prize.
I was supposed to get $2 million. It was my last paycheck, and I cashed that. I think I even borrowed $8,000. And then he said they would be coming over. And I said, how many people? And he said, well, there's seven of us. But they were going to bring the money to my house. I sent the money and nobody came.
Rose agreed to tell her story if we didn't use her real name. She lives alone and is afraid the con artists will strike again. Over the course of several months, Rose was contacted by phone hundreds of times and received dozens of pieces of mail claiming she'd won other prizes. In return, she sent thousands of dollars in the form of personal checks, money orders, cash, and even wire transfers. U.S. Postal Inspector Tina Nobis got the case in 2014. She explains how the scheme often unfolds.
I believe they're very lonely, and they're just looking for somebody to talk to them and who will listen to them that they can share their life story with. And so what we see is they draw them in little by little. And then the next thing you know, hey, I have a problem.
By the time Rose's fraud was reported, the scammers had robbed her not only of her life savings, but also of her dignity.
And I didn't have anything. I didn't have any money to pay my bills even. And so it was a struggle. I had to be so careful that I would have enough money to live on.
Postal Inspector Nobis says to make matters worse, many elderly victims have been swindled more than once.
They'll tell them they're the FBI or another federal agency. The IRS is commonly used. Recently, we had one where they threatened to put an article or an ad in the paper shaming the person. I'm going to tell everybody what you've already done. And so that caused that person to give more money.
The U.S. Justice Department estimates last year the country's elderly lost more than $2.6 billion to savvy career criminals. And that figure is just what was reported. Shirley Murner works with the Iowa Senior Medicare Patrol. She says most victims remain silent because they're embarrassed.
The best way to recover would be to tell your story, to let people know that it really does happen and that there are things that you can do.
One of the newest tools in the fight against fraud is the newly formed Iowa Elder Justice Task Force. U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Iowa, Kevin Techow, says it's made up of law enforcement officers, senior advocates, and prosecutors.
Whether it's financial exploitation or in long-term care facilities, is a constant problem, and that, the call for getting everyone to work together is a real great opportunity to just double down on it and do even a better job.
Techow's office has added a health care fraud auditor and three paralegals to handle an expanding caseload. Iowa's task force is one of 10 nationwide. As for Rose, her bank account is slowly recovering. With the help of her creditors and the utility company, she set up a payment plan to make sure her monthly bills are covered. Rose is still Iowa Nice, but she warns others not to fall into the trap that changed her life forever.
Don't even listen to them. Nobody's going to give you any money.
If the $2 million had been a real prize, Rose was planning to donate most of it to her church. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank. Iowa Public Radio News.